There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Australia. And following Anthony Albanese's re-election, Australian Jewish organisations have extended congratulations whilst highlighting concerns. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry emphasised the need for continued action against anti-Semitism and expressed their intention to engage constructively on differing views regarding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Zionist Federation of Australia noted recent times have been deeply unsettling for Jewish Australians, impacting their sense of security. They acknowledged the strained relationship with the current government, but expressed hope for renewed trust, deeming it vital for national interests. Staying with elections in Canada, the Alliance of Canadians Combating Anti-Semitism Chair Mark Sandler urged newly elected officials to act on their promises. He praised the election of allies like Tamara Cronus and Roman Barber for their work with Jewish groups and their strong stance against anti-Semitism. While acknowledging economic concerns, Sandler emphasized that combating anti-Semitism is crucial for upholding democratic values and stressed that the organization's future will focus on strengthening ties, promote accountability, and ensure community safety and justice. This weekend, President Isaac Herzog met with Ecuador's President Daniel Noboa, who opened his country's new innovation center in Jerusalem. President Herzog thanked Noboa for his support and recognition of their challenges globally.
We are very happy to host here the President of Ecuador, Daniel Noboa, the president of a great friend, especially in the focusing on issues of security, which are so important to our nation. For declaring of the opening of your representative office in Jerusalem, which will be a diplomatic representative office, it means a huge step forward for Israel.
In response, Noboa defined his country's outlook and relationship with Israel in future.
We, as a nation, we advocate for peace, but we understand sometimes that peace has to be obtained through strength.
Absolutely.
Being strong and fair. Today, we also experience a war. We live in a war against terrorism, against people that want to change our way of life. We respect and value your expertise and technology, defense, and we would like to work together. We can work together for the peace in our region.
Let's now take a look at what other stories have made headlines. Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas stated that groups connected to Hamas are stealing humanitarian aid intended for Gaza civilians. He condemned these actions as looting and theft by criminal gangs targeting aid storage facilities. Last night, Yemen's Houthi military spokesman Yahya Sa'ari declared a full air blockade on Israel, targeting airports like Ben-Gurion. This action, in response to Israeli actions in Gaza, aims to disrupt air traffic, forcing airlines to heed the threats. Following devastating fires last week, Israel police have arrested two suspects, including a minor, for the Ben Shimon forest arson. A civilian saw them starting a fire near Modi'in, leading to their arrests. Despite a tentative agreement between the teachers' union and the finance ministry, many Israeli teachers remain unsatisfied and plan to continue striking, rejecting a proposed settlement. And finally, Gal Gadot will produce and star in Ruin, a thriller set in post-Holocaust Germany, alongside her husband Jaron Bassano and others. Known for her role as Wonder Woman, this marks her first action film facing Nazis. Gadot, whose grandfather was a Holocaust survivor, uses her platform to combat anti-Semitism and advocate for Gaza hostages. She has faced protests and was reportedly removed from a film set recently due to disruptions. In March, she was the first Israeli to receive a Hollywood Walk of Fame star. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.